Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. This is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted that you're turning your dial to join us for a few more moments of Bible study together. We're studying about who we are in Christ and what it means to be a child of God. And we're talking about the spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit of God. There are many gifts that are given to the child of God. And what a privilege to be a child of the eternal God. What a privilege to be born again by the Holy Spirit of God and to be brought into the family of God through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in dying for our sins, being buried, and coming forth victorious over death, hell, Satan, and sin. And how wonderful that he lives, and because he lives, every child of God also has life eternal and has passed from death into life. What a blessing! And then the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we're talking about the spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit gives. And we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we've been talking about the gifts of healing. Verse 6, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles. Various gifts that the Holy Spirit of God has given to men to serve the Lord in various different capacities and in various different ways. Now, I want to share with you where we left off last in our last broadcast, as we were talking about my sweetheart wife, whom I met in a tuberculosis sanatorium back in 1953, many years ago. And there she had tuberculosis. And when I met her, she was there in that sanatorium, and we were having Bible study together, and others were also joining us for Bible study. Now, that was where I began to fall in love with my darling, as we call it. We began to develop a spiritual relationship and then a love for each other. I had, as a teenager, been praying for a number of years that God would lead me to the woman that he would have me to marry, the young girl that would make the wife that I needed. You see, beloved, God knows about every one of us, and he knows what our needs are. He knows about our life. He knows about all the circumstances that have gone into making us the person that we are. And he knows us better than we know ourselves. He even knows the number of the hairs of our head, we're told in the book of Matthew. God knows so much about you and me that we do not even know about ourselves. And that's why a young person needs to seek God's guidance and leadership when it comes to getting married. And so, Verna and I fell in love with each other. That is, the Lord developed a love for each other as we were studying the Word of God together. Now, there was something that later I learned from Verna that I had not known when I first met her and when we first began having our Bible study together. But Verna had been scheduled to have a lobe of her lung removed because they had found a hole in one of her lungs caused by the tuberculosis that was the size of a 50-cent piece, which is one of the coins that we use here in the United States of America. And so they were going to, the procedure in that time was to remove that lobe of the lung in order to spare the individual's life. And so they had taken an X-ray on a Monday morning and had found that hole in her lung, and they said, this weekend we will perform surgery and we will remove that lobe of her lung. Well, Verna has had a godly mother, and she still does, only her mother's now with the Lord in His presence, and so she was living there. She had moved there to be near Verna and was living outside the sanatorium compound in an apartment. And so she is and was a godly woman and loved the Lord. And thus she called different churches around the area and asked them to pray for her daughter and for the surgery that was coming, and that the Lord's will would be done about her physical need. And thus, the time came on the weekend when they were going to perform the surgery on a Saturday. And that morning, they took one more X-ray to make sure that they were going to take out the right lobe of the lung. And when they took the X-ray, they couldn't find the spot. As a matter of fact, the technician and the doctor said, what is this young woman doing in here? She doesn't even have tuberculosis. And they said, well, she's bound to have. She hemorrhaged. She was in a hospital in San Antonio, Texas, and was brought here to this sanatorium because they didn't have any money, and it's a state facility supported by the state. And so they brought her here, and she's bound to have TB. And they said, there's no indication of TB in her lungs. There's not even a scar of the tuberculosis. Now, what had happened the Friday night was this. Verna was asleep, and she said she awakened with a bright light shining by her bed. And she said she looked up and said there was a figure standing by her bed that spoke to her. And she at first thought that someone had left a light on, and then she saw this figure, and this figure told Verna that the Lord loved her very much, and that He had a plan for her life, and that she was healed of the tuberculosis, and that she would not have surgery the next day. Well, Verna thought that it was a dream that she had had. But the next day, when the doctors looked at the X-ray, they said, there's no sign of tuberculosis. There's not even any scarring left by the disease. Her lungs are in excellent condition. Beloved, it was a gift of healing from the Lord and a miracle of Almighty God, because God had a plan and a purpose and a will for her life. And even today, doctors have said they would trade lungs with her because her lungs are in better condition than theirs. Oh, beloved, when Almighty God performs a miracle, He does it right. He does it completely. And so within just a couple or 3 months, Verna was released from the tuberculosis hospital, or from that sanatorium. And that December, I asked her to marry me, and the following August 1st, 1954, we were married. And the Lord has blessed our lives abundantly since then. However, there was another thing that occurred, and that was that there was a doctor, they had a new drug then called INH, and so they thought it would be wise if Verna took that drug. And so she did take the drug, even though her lungs were clear. She did take the drug for over a year, and now they know that if you take that drug for longer than 6 months to a year, it will cause and introduce lupus, which is an autoimmune disease. And so today, my darling has lupus, and it was introduced by that chemical drug that they had her take, even though she was healed of the tuberculosis. You see, many times men do not believe in the miracles of Almighty God. They do not believe it even when they see the results of it. They just don't understand it, because man leans to his own understanding rather than believing in and trusting Almighty God. But God is able to perform miracles when it's in His will and in His plan to do so, beloved. He's able to perform miracles. He's the God of miracles. And with God, all things are possible. You remember our talking about the healing of the leper. Beloved, I believe when God healed that leper, He healed him completely and restored him and what damage had been done. When God does a miracle, He does it right, and He does it fully and completely. Now, I'd like to tell you about another miracle that the Lord wrought concerning my dad. My dad was a pastor for many, many years, and he was living in San Angelo, Texas, another state of the United States, and in a city there where he had pastored for over 35 years. And so Dad was became ill with a virus that really debilitated him, and he was put in the hospital, and he was in the hospital for 17 days. And my mother called me and said that Dad was in the hospital. Now, I'll tell you the full story in our next broadcast. Till then, goodbye.